Hello and welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee, and today's guest is Eric Boyd from ResponsiveX. Eric, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So you're an Azure guy. You know, that says a lot because Azure's this big monster, right? What are you doing out there in the field?
So all sorts of things with Azure. One of the things I've done recently, though, is working with ACS, with Access Control Service in Windows Azure. Access Control Service is a secure token service basically in the cloud. And so what that means is I can outsource identity kind of entirely.
You're federating identity in the cloud, which we've never been able to do before, right?
Yeah. So it's
no one does that, right?
That's exactly it. It's a unique thing to Azure from a cloud provider perspective. So for example, I can plug in providers like Windows Live ID, Google ID, Facebook, even Active Directory through Active Directory Federation Services. And deal with it one time. And so the STS, the Secure Token Service, will take those and put them in one format. So my app, I build one time, and I can plug in multiple providers and deal with that.
So, now, is this in that single sign-on world?
Or? Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay. So now I build my app one time, and I use claims, some abstracted generic claims for my app. And then no matter where that identity comes from, the STS, Windows Azure Access Control Service, we'll kind of consolidate that down and do a transform on it so that it matches the one output for my app.
God, that used to be so hard.
Right, yeah.
It's really a testament to, you know, .NET and our industry and Azure because, you know, things like that used to be so, so painfully difficult. Okay, that's exciting. What else are you doing in Azure out there?
So a lot of things in terms of scale. So Windows Azure obviously is a great way to deal with scalability challenges. So if I have an app where I want to maybe go global and I want to reach an audience more than just my audience that I have in the States or wherever I may be, I can easily kind of crank that up with Windows Azure and scale it out and cover an audience regardless of how big or where they are.
In a costly or a cost-effective manner. Right. I think that's the bold promise of Azure.
Right. I don't buy servers. I don't rack them up in my data center. That sort of thing.
They scale and stretch automatically in a cost-effective way.
That's exactly it.
Interesting. So tell us about some of these customer solutions you're doing.
So we were talking about Access Control Service. Right. And one of the interesting things that I got to work on a while back was Access Control Service for licensing. So instead of dealing with licensing in a traditional way with things like dongles and stuff like that, I will use Access Control Service to get identity from somewhere. And then somewhere in my app in Azure, so in SQL Azure or in Azure Table Storage, I will map those identities back to here's the users that are allowed, who are licensed for my app or service. And so it was an easy way to deal with licensing.
That is creative.
Yeah, it works really well.
Which means we have to have a professional conversation after this is over. That is really creative.
So it works really well, and I can now deal with people coming in from all different sources. So
right.
It could be Live ID, or it could be Google ID, or it could be, you know, Facebook.
Interesting. And you architected this?
Yes.
And implemented this?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Favorite part of Azure. Before I let you go, favorite part of Azure. You could say five things if you want to, because I know you're a plumbing
sure.
guy.
Sure. So it's just the infinite scale. So the illusion of infinite scale, at least. You know, I can start small. I can pay for what I use, what I need. That's it. And then I can ramp it up to however big I need. So if I become Facebook tomorrow, if ResponsiveX becomes Facebook tomorrow, then I can ramp it up.
Fair enough. Awesome. Hey, I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim.
And thank you guys for watching.